Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We've done Bonnaroo a couple of times.
Yeah.
Did somebody yell at you for putting your recycling in the wrong bin?
For not throwing it away in the right bin. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you talking to a professional to get through the trauma? Because it sounds like you're still a little bit triggered from this.
Yes. Yes, I am. But I'll get through it. With enough counseling, I will figure out the right recycling bin to put something in.
This is the theme Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
I have to try to break myself of a terrible habit that I've gotten into.
What's that?
Which is saying "you too" all the time. When somebody says, like, when I'm leaving, like, you know, you're going through the self-checkout at Kroger. And, you know, the lady there will say, "have a blessed day." I went, "you too." And that's appropriate. That's fine.
That makes sense.
But I'm using it like yesterday. I went to, for lunch, I went to McDonald's through the drive-thru. And it was raining in Murfreesboro, of course. And if you do that nice thing where you're really nice and you turn off your windshield wipers while you're at the drive-thru window.
So it doesn't splash water on the person at the drive-thru.
So they handed me the bag and the lady says, "yeah, it's raining. Drive carefully." I said, "you too." And then we both kind of just stared at each other for a second, and I realized, you know, when you get off work and
later,
and if it's raining later, when you get off work and then you actually drive, that's what I meant to say. That's all I'm trying to say. You also be careful later when you're out doing what I'm doing now, and you're telling me to be careful. You be careful at that time.
So what you're trying to, you're taking that thing you tried to make really small talk.
Yeah, and you turn it into like a long, long story.
Is what I'm saying is.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, yeah.
Right.
You know, like when they come and bring the food over to your table and say, "enjoy your meal." You too. Well, yeah.
If you
get a break later and get to eat something, you know. And, you know, I know you see the food all the time and, you know, you probably get hungry. But, you know, if you eat later, I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
DoorDash, where you just have them leave it on the step and then don't talk to anybody. It's the only way to avoid the awkwardness.
Yeah. Hey, your food's here. You too. Now, see, I would find a way around that.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Between Marsha Blackburn and John Rose, president says he is not going to endorse anyone for the governorship of Tennessee. He'll just probably do what he always does, and just whoever does win here says, "oh, yeah, I knew it." I knew that was going to happen.
So Kroger got caught fibbing about how many calories were in their bread. Even after they knew they'd been caught.
Wow.
The listed calories sometimes double what the packaging said. California sued, and they end up having to pay over $1 million, and the judge literally fined them during the lawsuit for being difficult about it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So far, almost 350,000 people have signed the petition to keep the data center away from the Nashville Zoo at Grassmere.
Yeah.
So, you know, sign the petition. Post it, keep it going, and let them know that we don't want that here.
Yeah, I guess Nashville Scene is reporting that it's apparently much bigger than their original publicly filed application said. That
wow.
It would include like a whole bunch more stuff.
A large corporation lying to us? That's unheard of. Yeah, we need to keep them out of there.
I went down to Tanger Outlets in Antioch yesterday because I needed all my summer clothes that were old. So I'll go to some of the outlet stores. And then I said, "oh my gosh, that's right. There's an In-N-Out right here."
There's one in Antioch, yeah.
So I said, "well, I'm going to go there for lunch." And I can happily report I walked into it and I placed my order in a minute.
Yeah.
I didn't have to wait at all.
That's
which
great.
Which is compared to hours from just months ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they first opened the one up in Murfreesboro, I actually waited like an hour in the drive-thru.
Yeah.
But, you know, I haven't been back just because, I guess the lines have gotten a lot shorter.
I texted a friend of mine who loves In-N-Out, and I said, hey, it only took me a minute. I showed him a picture of like the two people in front of me.
Yeah.
And he said, wow, you only had to wait a minute? Or did you have to wait 6 months?
Oh.
Yeah, if I had gone at the beginning, I'd probably still be in line.
Yeah, you would have got the burger at the same time that you did yesterday.
That's what the newness of a place, where we just go wild because it's new and there.
Oh, yeah.
How are they doing on the Buc-ee's coming to Murfreesboro?
They are starting to put together what looks like it might be a building. And of course, they'll have to put in all the gas tanks and everything. But there's a big step forward. They have installed a traffic light.
This just in. And
as the Rutherford County mayor was out there for the ribbon cutting to turn the light on for the first time.
He flicked the switch. I laugh at it and I make fun, but at the same time, it's like, we got to celebrate the little things.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much like doom and gloom on the news and everything.
The whole world is a big dumpster fire. Yeah. When you find something good, celebrate it.
We got to just
embrace
like,
it.
Really? Yeah. Just hold it tight. Tell it we love it.
Don't ever let it go. Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM. We are ready to play as we have a boyfriend and girlfriend going up against each other.
Yeah.
It's always more fun when it's personal.
We have Christina, who lives in Hermitage, and also her boyfriend, Sean, in Green Hill. Let's do a question. Let's start with your boyfriend, Sean. Sean, do you have an unusual fear that maybe a lot of other people don't have?
Squirrels.
Squirrels!
You're afraid of squirrels.
What?
Well, really, they're just rats with fluffier tails.
Well, Sean, why are you scared of squirrels? What is it about them?
They're always watching them with their little beady eyes.
The little spies.
Yeah. Are you afraid they're going to come take your nuts?
Squirrels love them nuts.
They do. They love them nuts.
Okay. And what about you, Christina? What is your unusual fear?
I am terrified of rubber balloons.
Oh, yeah. There's a term for that.
Yeah. It's the consistency.
It's like a globophobia or something like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
How interesting.
Well, welcome to the cobia.
Okay. Well, no birthday balloons for you then.
I tell everybody, if you're going to bring balloons, bring the aluminum foil ones or whatever they're called.
Mylar balloons.
Like rubber balloons, I freak out.
Wow. Okay. Everyone who knows Christina, keep that in mind.
All right, let's get going. You each have a screw if you need it, but we'll start with multiple choice questions.
All right, Christina, here we go. Are the Florida Panthers a football, baseball, or hockey team?
Football.
No. But you sounded so sure of yourself.
That was the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers are a football team. Florida Panthers are a hockey team.
I should have known that.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
All right, Sean. Does Kelly Ripa currently host Live with her husband, Mark, Ryan Seacrest, or Michael Strahan?
The first one.
Mark, her husband. That's right. Good job. You're up 1-0.
Okay, Christina, you can bounce back with this one. Modelo is a beer that's imported from what country?
Oh, my God. I know this.
Well, you'll just have to say it then.
It's Mexico.
It is Mexico. All right. There
that's
you go.
Right.
In it.
I know because I watched the commercials, and I'm like, it's got that guy with that, like, hot voice, I think it is.
Yes.
No, it would be Dos Equis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of the
okay, never mind. I give up.
It doesn't matter. Your answer was correct.
You still got it right.
That's right.
The source material isn't required.
We didn't need the footnotes. All right, Sean. That's okay. Sean, what company sells Milano cookies and Goldfish crackers?
I have no clue.
No idea.
Want to use the screw?
Yeah, we'll use it.
Okay, using the screw. Christina, oh, he hopes you don't know this.
She's laughing. She knows. Christina, yeah, what company sells Milano cookies and Goldfish crackers?
It's Pettridge Farms.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Pettridge Farms, remember?
I only know that because I work at Kroger.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You got your hands on those cookies all day. Christina, here we go. In the Marvel movies, what is the only thing that Groot ever says?
I am Groot.
And you are the winner.
Wow, after a slow start, a come-from-behind victory. Well done, Christina. We thought in the first time in our radio career, we would do something that radio was meant for. We're going to let you listen to us watch TV. There's a new romantic comedy on Netflix called Office Romance. It's got Jennifer Lopez, Brett Goldstein, who you know as Roy Kent from Ted Lasso.
Right.
It's a cute movie. My girlfriend and I actually started watching it the other night, got about 45 minutes in, and then got sleepy and decided
to finish it. So you didn't get to the point where everybody's warning, because I've been seeing my social media feeds where people have been saying at exactly 1 hour and 20 minutes into it,
there's a trigger warning.
There's a trigger warning. Like something happens.
All right.
That is crazy. So, like, if you don't want to know what's happening in this movie at exactly 1 hour and 20 minutes, you don't listen to the next few seconds because we have it queued up
to the exact spot
TV
in the movie.
The studio.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and start it and see if we can find out what the trigger warning is.
Is it a childbirth scene?
It looks. Oh God, I saw
Whoa.
It.
Whoa!
Oh God, I saw it. It was...
That was graphic.
Yeah, it was a crowning of the head as the baby is about to... Oh, God, I hope they don't show it again. They're going to show it again. It was shocking. That had to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like she is Jennifer Lopez's assistant, who was artificially inseminated, and she's having a baby, and I guess decides to have it there while the other two love interests are in the office. And then you saw the baby's head
camera
coming out.
Full on.
It went down to that spot and went, oh my God. Even the father of the baby, if there was one, would not want to see that.
Sounds a bit much.
Yeah.
I can see, you wouldn't be expecting that on Netflix.
Yes. But, it came through in living color.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, made up baby on TV. Can't unsee it.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's not just oil we have a shortage of.
Mm.
We have a shortage of protein. Apparently, because protein is being put into every product on the shelf at the grocery store, they're running low on protein. I guess protein is made from whey, which is a product of cheese making. So it's not something that they kind of make normally in the past. It's something that just kind of came from another thing.
Right.
And now they're putting it into everything from Doritos to pasta. I think because a lot of people are taking the shots, the GLP-1s.
And they say you need to up your protein so you don't lose your muscle mass. Yeah.
So I guess because of the shortage, the cost of those groceries may be going up even more.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, a woman named Claire in Great Britain had a beloved animal, a dog that she had for 20 years. She is a permanent makeup artist. And to keep the memory of alive of her dog when it finally died, she had his ashes put into her semi-permanent eyeshadow.
And she
so she's wearing it.
The ashes
she's wearing
permanently put on her face.
On her face, yeah. So she's keeping...
We all grieve in our own separate ways.
I know. It's kind of interesting, but yeah, wow.
Apparently, people are now turning their boring adult to-do lists into social events, getting together at coffee shops or at people's houses to pay bills, cancel subscriptions, clean out their inboxes. They're calling them admin nights.
So boring stuff you do at home, but you're doing it in a group now.
With friends. It's a way to kind of like take doing those chores and make them less lonely because you're doing them while sitting next to each other. That's your friend's kitchen table.
Wow. Totally Hits 93.3, helping you get through the week with a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood.
So Harry Heisman, he's 98 years old. He lives in a nursing home. He needs help up the stairs. But last Saturday, he strapped himself to the top of a biplane and flew more than 1,000 feet over England for 9 minutes.
Wow.
You are the Guinness World Records title holder for the oldest winged walker. Congratulations. You are officially amazing.
It was wonderful. It was a great experience. And I'm not going to wait another 98 years.
He did it to raise money for a children's cancer charity.
Oh, that's great.
And he trained for a year to wing walk up there, something that not a whole lot of us at any age would probably be brave enough to do.
No kidding.
They asked him if he was nervous before he went up, and he said, yeah, I don't like heights.
Face your fears, Harry.
Yeah.
Well done. If you want to check it out, you can check out the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page or go to TotallyHitsNashville.com. Raining off and on the rest of the week. And also super hot, going to feel like it's near 100. And they say the skies could really open up on Friday. So that means it's a perfect weekend for Bonnaroo.
In fact, if you didn't know it was Bonnaroo, you could just check the weather and go, it must be Bonnaroo time.
You can tell, you know.
Manchester's going to be filling up with a lot of people not taking a bath and dusty and muddy.
Yeah, well, God will make everyone bathe.
That's right.
Unleashing
with torrential
thunderstorms.
Rain.
This is tomorrow and early Thursday are going to be the days for you to hang out at the Old Fort Parkway Walmart in Murfreesboro.
Oh, good that's, people watching.
Yeah, that's the final Walmart before Manchester.
So people,
it's right off the interstate.
They load up.
Right? Oh yeah,
for all their camp out stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of a you know, it's not a real super mainstream lineup this year for Bonnaroo.
It
normally
usually,
it isn't.
It never is. Yeah.
So the highlights,
the Strokes, and you have Teddy Swims and the neighborhood. Weird Al is going to be there.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of cool. Kesha will be there.
Yeah, Brentwood's own
Japanese breakfast. A few other things like that. So it should be kind of interesting, you know, where you're out there in the rain and people yelling at you for not putting your, you know, thing in the right recycling bin.
This sounds like a personal experience you're still recovering from. So we've been there. We've done Bonnaroo a couple of times.
Yeah.
Did somebody yell at you for putting your recycling in the wrong bin?
For not throwing it away in the right bin. Yeah.
Are you talking to a professional to get through the trauma? Because it sounds like you're still a little bit triggered from this.
Yes. Yes, I am. But I'll get through it. With enough counseling, I will figure out the right recycling bin to put something in.
That mud-covered man in a G-string who yelled at you.
Jim, being a movie critic, you get to see movies before most people get to.
I saw Disclosure Day, the Steven Spielberg movie, his latest one about aliens. Of course, he's done the Close Encounters and E.T.
Yeah, he's got a good track record.
And this is another story of there's aliens, but bad guys and the government don't want us to know.
Do not go back to the house. They found you. I don't know who you are, but they're going to kill you.
The human race cannot accept what we know. We need to stop it any way we can.
Those must be the bad guys.
Yes.
The government bad guys.
You'll know the bad guys in this movie because they wear black from head to toe. And they drive black cars. And live in black buildings. And I believe even if we saw the without clothes, they would have black underwear.
That's right. They got the Johnny Cash garage sale. They got where they got their underwear.
There's no confusing who's the good guys and who's the bad guys. This is a very simple movie and probably would be a lot more interesting if he didn't come out with his earlier two movies and the people in the movie hadn't. It's as if they hadn't seen any movies about aliens ever.
Okay.
Even though it's modern day.
So he set the bar pretty high with his last couple of movies, but now this one is kind of a
Yeah.
Okay.
Emily Blunt is fantastic.
She's usually good in everything.
She's the news reporter who like just starts speaking alien speak and doesn't know how.
Right.
Seen in some of the trailers. And she is terrific. And without this movie, I think it would be kind of a super dud.
Really?
But
wow.
It's just okay. It's kind of entertaining.
That's too bad. I was kind of really looking forward to it because it looked interesting.
It would be revolutionary if it came out in the 80s.
Okay.
Okay.
If it came out about the same time E.T. came out.
Yeah.
All right.
If we hadn't seen all the other movies about aliens, including his, and 100,000 hours of ancient aliens shows, and the X-Files, and everything else.
Oh.
But it's as if everybody in the movie has never seen anything about aliens.
Okay.
They're like, what? There's aliens? There's the government has been keeping a secret? Yeah. Everybody who's been living has watched that.
Yeah.
Like 100 hours each. All of us have been watching it. So it's a very simplistic movie. It's great if you're probably, you know, 12.
Oh, no.
You know, it's just made for young people.
Okay.
It's very simplistic. And it was just, it was okay. I think it's good, but not great.
Okay.
Pretty good. So, I can't say good. Pretty good.
So made for 12-year-olds who haven't seen anything about aliens.
Ever.
And the people in the movie have also not seen anything about aliens.
And if you've never watched a movie about aliens and, you know, you're any age.
All right.
This is going to be like, what? Aliens? It's kind of the story we've been told since the movies about aliens have ever come out.
It's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.